Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, detectives have made a specific appeal for information 1 week on from the murder of Blake Newland in Limavady. Planning has been received by Donegal County Council this afternoon to see renovations to a hotel in Gweedore. A forensic examination on a car in which a six-year-old boy was found dead in County Waterford has concluded, and a Midlands Northwest MEP has put forward four recommendations relating to the European Parliament's report on defective concrete blocks. These stories in full, plus more to come. Aisling Kelly will be live with the latest in sport. August Anouacht coming up with Colm Fairter. First in news, detectives made a specific appeal for information today, 1 week on from the murder of Blake Newland in Limavady. A 53-year-old man, meanwhile, is due to appear at Coleraine Magistrates Court charged with a 17-year-old's murder. Michaela Clark has more.
Blake Newland was stabbed multiple times in the Woodland Walk area of Limavady on Friday night last and later died from his injuries. Detective Chief Inspector Mark Gibson says the teenager's death has left a community in shock and loved ones bereft. DCI Gibson is appealing for specific footage, whether CCTV, mobile phone or dashcam footage, from anyone who was in the Woodland Walk area of Limavady on February the 2nd between 8:30 and 9:50pm and who captured the fatal attack or an earlier altercation to share it with police. The footage can be uploaded to the PS9's Major Incident Public Portal.
Planning has been received by Donegal County Council this afternoon to see renovations to a hotel in Gweedore. If successful, an Austin Eure will see what's believed to be a near €14 million investment, which includes the construction of a wedding venue and 71 bedrooms. Local councillor Micheál Colum McGilla Asbug says it would be of huge benefit to the people of Gweedore.
Personally, I think that this is a fantastic, great news story for West Donegal, a Gaeltacht, a community that has been devastated by government policy over many generations, the neglect. We are a community that has suffers, unfortunately, huge immigration of our youth to the four corners of the world, to other countries to try to better themselves, to find a living, to find a home, to be able to afford a home. So I believe that this, if granted and up and running, will be a fantastic story, not just for Gweedore, but that this end of the county that will attract many people from the four corners of the country and other countries to come to our beautiful community. It will employ local people to get work, which is badly needed. It'll give that employment that we haven't seen in the area in a long time. So yes, I think this will be welcomed by the local community, and unfortunately just it will take time. You're talking about a number of years if granted permission is granted to see this constructed.
The forensic examination on a car in which a six-year-old boy was found dead in County Waterford has concluded. The car has been removed from the scene at Rathmoylan Cove Beach in the past hour, and door-to-door inquiries are continuing. A woman in her late 30s was arrested at the scene after midnight and she remains in custody. Gardaí say the results of the post-mortem will continue the course of the investigation. Councillor Drim Griffin says the community is trying to come to terms with what's happened.
Disbelief, I suppose disbelief is the first thoughts, because this is a rural part of Waterford and be generally quiet, and it was for people down the Rathmoylan area, it is a cliff walk and to sea swimming all year round, so we wouldn't be expecting to get that kind of news, and being a small close-knit community, news travels fast, be it good or bad, and unfortunately we're hearing some bad news just today.
A Midlands Northwest MEP has put forward four recommendations relating to European Parliament's report on the defective concrete block crisis in Ireland. Colin Markey made calls in relation to a wraparound support service from homeowners, calculating a clear figure on those who are affected, mandatory supports from banks, and to ensure the scheme offers a permanent solution that has value for money. The Fine Gael MEP says given the exceptional circumstances at hand, legislation must be flexible.
A number of areas we'd like to see improvements. One was in relation to the banks and providing sympathetic lending, the like of zero rate loans, particularly for bridging finance, where like ultimately they have impaired assets and they need to be part of the solution because their loan books are impacted by impaired assets. So they have a responsibility here as much as anybody else. Secondly, I suppose there was the need for, was highlighted the need for a wraparound service of proper supports, accessible and working, if you like, normal business hours, that people can get the proper level of support they need to be able to address problems with their houses. Another area we're looking at was the whole point of force majeure. The reality is this is something that goes beyond normal circumstances. It's exceptional circumstances. There needs to be flexibilities within, let's say, legislation, in around the like of planning and that, to take account of the situation. We also looked for a robust analysis of in numbers of the actual number of houses being impacted, because everyone, if you ask the county council, ask different people, nobody has absolute figures of how many houses are impacted, and I think we need to have that to have a clear picture of the full situation.
And at the end of the day, it's to make sure that the scheme can work in the long term, that the results of it will be permanent, and that once people have gone through it and dealt with it, that they can put it to bed effectively.
That was another point we made, that the scheme needs to be long-term value for money. It needs to be a permanent solution that needs to deal with all issues. So we put all those amendments in to make sure the report was more robust than it currently is.
The removal will take place this evening of the remains of former Taoiseach John Bruton ahead of a state funeral tomorrow. The former Fine Gael leader died on Tuesday at the age of 76 following a long illness. Mr. Bruton's removal will take place at St. Peter and Paul's Church in Dunboyne, County Meath, and will be led by parish priest Patrick O'Connor. A total of 180 Defence Forces personnel will be involved in the funeral arrangements over the weekend. Captain Kevin Kenny explains what will happen tonight.
The coffin will be draped in the tricolour by the military police bearer party. Before the remains are lowered into the grave tomorrow afternoon, the tricolour will be removed. It'll be folded and presented to the next of kin.
Confirmation that the long-awaited Habenteg Housing Association development in Castlefin has gone to tender has been widely welcomed. Construction of the 34 social housing unit project at Rafoe Road will begin in May. 10 of the units are designated for sheltered housing, 10 for persons with intellectual disabilities, while the remaining 14 are earmarked for general needs. Dr. Paul Armstrong is one of Habenteg's directors, and he expects once works commence that they will be completed in a timely manner.
The tender process goes on over the next 4 to 6 weeks, and once the tenders are in, and hopefully we have competitive tendering, we'll be planning to start building 2 months or so after that. So we'll be hoping in the second quarter of this year to actually be on the ground with the shovels in the ground digging for the houses. And after that, that project will take in the region of 12 to 15 months before the units will be ready. But they're much needed. We're all very aware of the huge housing need that there is in Donegal, in East Donegal, indeed throughout the country. So we're made this very significant progress and are absolutely delighted.
And with regards to the housing crisis, are there any plans to roll out similar projects in the county?
Well, we would be hopeful that we could do other projects. Our own project in Lifford was an award-winning project at the time. It completed, as I said, in 2008. We did hope at that time that we might be able to go on and develop other projects, and many people came and saw it, what we did, because it's quite unique in terms of the independent living that we encourage and the spaces that we try to provide for individuals and families. But then, of course, after 2008, the country went through very difficult times for 6 or 8 years, and no further projects were possible. But now that we're well on in development of this second project, we would hope that the model would be something that other areas would be interested in, and that we may be able to develop and to pursue.
Councillor Gary Doherty, meanwhile, has welcomed the much-needed housing that it will deliver for the area.
Now that we're finally receiving the news that it's going out to tender, it's brilliant news for everybody in the area. And we know that, you know, the housing crisis is so acute at the moment that the news that we're going to have 34 new high-quality homes built in Castlefin is fantastic for the area.
As you mentioned, the housing crisis there, it is important now that while we are at this stage, that it continues to move and that the homes are delivered by the estimated deadline of December 2025.
Yeah, there have been quite a few delays with this project. You know, as I've stated, there, you know, this has been ongoing for a long, long time. But, you know, now that it has finally reached this stage where it's going out to tender, Hopefully there won't be any more delays, and we will see shovels on the ground very, very shortly. But it's a huge credit to everybody involved with Habentag for the work that they've put in to get the project over the line, and indeed staff within Donegal County Council who have worked very closely with Habentag and with the department to get this project finally over the line and get approval and now going out to tender.
Israel's Prime Minister has asked his troops to evacuate Rafah close to the border with Egypt. Benjamin Netanyahu's orders preview an expected Israeli invasion of the southern Gaza town. The United Nations says almost 1 in 10 children under 5 in Gaza are acutely malnourished. Military analyst Sean Bell says there are several questions Mr. Netanyahu must consider in the next phase of the war.
Is it going to destroy Hamas? What are they going to achieve when they're in there? Is Israel going to be safer as a result? And what price are the Palestinians going to pay for that next phase of the operation?
The Fianna Fáil leader has defended his party's decision to put forward three men for the upcoming European elections. Barry Cohen, Billy Kelleher and Barry Andrews are on the ticket. Earlier this week, Midlands Northwest MEP Maria Walsh said male, pale and stale is a very common theme in Fianna Fáil selections. Taoiseach Jamil Martins justified their selection and said MEPs from other parties are looking to get noticed.
European candidates are going to be seeking profile. They'll be saying all sorts of things to get profit. Our list isn't complete, everybody knows that. We added candidates on the last occasion, we'll be adding candidates on this occasion. So I think it would have been preferable if people had waited for the Fianna Fáil ticket to complete itself. Two of the three candidates are outgoing MEPs. What is Maria saying, that they shouldn't run? That we should nominate the outgoing MEPs? Barry Andrews and Billy Keller, that doesn't make sense. Barry Collins, a very senior politician, is entitled to go for Europe. So I think we need a balanced commentary here, but we'll be in a position to add and...
You'll be adding women to the ticket.
I said, well, I'm not going to preempt that, but I'm saying the ticket is not complete. We will be adding candidates to the ticket.
The time is now quickly approaching 12 minutes past five. We'll go to a short break and we'll be back with Oisin Kelly for all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with local football. Derry City today confirmed Paul Hegarty as their new assistant manager. The Donegal man has enjoyed plenty of success at the club during his career and was, of course, a pivotal member of the treble-winning squad. He was, of course, involved with Finn Harps, and the former boss at Finn Park now goes back to the Brandywell and takes the place of Paddy McLaughlin, who left the club by mutual consent after less than a year in the position. The next Republic of Ireland manager's first competitive game is going to be a big one. It's at home to England. Gareth Southgate's side will visit Dublin on Saturday, September 7th in their First Nations League fixture. 3 days later, Greece will visit the Aviva. October will see away games with Finland and Greece. Finland will come to Dublin on November 14th before the Irish finish off with a group game at Wembley 3 days later. Well, the curtain comes up on the new domestic season tonight with the Tallaght Stadium hosting the President's Cup. League champion Shamrock Rovers will have home advantage as they take on St Patrick's Athletic. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock. In the Irish League Premiership this evening, Larne could go top if they draw or beat Loughgall, while Newry are hosting Ballymena United. In the Fun Travel Saturday Division 3 of the Donegal Junior League, there's one game brought forward to this evening. Bunagee United take on Laggan Harps at 8 o'clock. While cross channel, there's one fixture in the Championship, a second from bottom, Sheffield Wednesday host Birmingham City, also from 8. There is, of course, three Donegal clubs in the FAI Junior Cup this coming Sunday. Letterkenny Rovers' last 16 encounter in Tipperary against Clonmel Celtic kicks off at 12 noon. Letterkenny have already won on the road several times this year in the competition, and that's something manager Stephen McConnell is hoping to repeat.
We've got results in all of them, so long may it continue. And we'll be going into this weekend's games, you know, hoping for similar kind of performances and outcomes as the previous rounds. We won't expect it, but we'll be going for sure.
Then at 1 o'clock, also in Tipperary, Buncrana Hearts are playing Peak Villa, a side who knocked out the highly fancied Crumlin United in the previous round. Buncrana manager Gary Duffy knows this will be a tough tie to come through.
Football there in Tipper, no, they'll have not many football, but it's strong down there. You've got Peak, St Michael's and Clonmel still in the cup, so that tells you enough about the standard of the league. They're playing on the standard what we're going down to play. I got to watch Peak myself last Saturday down in Crumlin, so got a brave bit done them, and been a tough one on the road, and we get on with.
Meanwhile, Coghill Celtic will have home advantage on Sunday against Galway side Mary Ornmore. Kick-off at the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground is 1:30. Boss Gavin Cullen feels they should have too much for their opponents, but only if they play at their best.
We tend to try and look after ourselves as much as possible. You know, we ask the players to prepare properly and get themselves right, mentally and physically, for games, no matter what the opposition. And we've been involved in a lot of big games, and this weekend is no different, to be honest. And we feel ourselves, if we're right and do our jobs right, it'll take a hell of a team to beat us. So that's what we'll be preparing for, as usual.
And we will have coverage from all three games when Sunday Sport gets up and running after the 2 o'clock news this coming Sunday. Now in rugby, Ciarán Doris is set to captain Ireland for the very first time in the Six Nations meeting with Italy. He takes on the mantle from Peter O'Mahony, who misses the game at the Aviva with a calf injury. O'Mahony's place at blindside goes to Ryan Baird, with Jack Conan coming in at number 8. Tadhg Furlong, who's also ruled out with a calf injury, and his place at tight head goes to Finlay Bealham. In the second row, James Ryan returns in the place of Tadhg Byrne, while in the backs, Craig Casey replaces Jameson Gibson-Park, and Stuart McCluskey is in for Bundy Aki. Irish head coach Andy Farrell says Doris has been a captain in waiting for some time.
How he's dealt with being an international top-class player over the years, his story, as it were, from being, you know, from his first cap to where he is now as a leader, as a professional, has been astonishing, really, behind the scenes. So therefore, we're excited to give him the reins and certainly see what he can do with it.
Meanwhile, Ireland's under-20s continue their quest for a hat-trick of Grand Slams tonight. They face their Italian counterparts in Cork from 7:15. Well, it's been another good day for the Inishowen Pullers at the World Indoor Tug-of-War Championships in Sweden. Following on from their junior 480kg world title success yesterday, the Clonmany women took silver this morning in the under-23 500kg category. The Donegal side lost out to Aberdeen of the Basque Country in the final. The Clonmany B men are also in action today and have currently made a semi-final. Yesterday, of course, there was gold, as we said, for the Clonmany women, silver for Coghill, and there was silver today already for the Clonmany B. The international competition is coming Friday and Saturday, and there's a large contingent from any showing clubs, Coghill, Carndonagh and Clonmany, all pulling for Ireland over the weekend. In golf, play has finally resumed on day 2 of the Phoenix Open after morning frost in Scottsdale followed yesterday's rain. Seamus Power's 1 under, playing the 6th. Shane Lowry isn't due to tee off until around 8 Irish time and will resume on 4 under par. That's 2 shots off the leader, Asadath Atilagay, who sits at 6 under. Tom McKibben is 4 off the lead at the halfway stage of the Qatar Masters. The County Down golfer is 5 under after today's second round of 70. Hayden Barron is the leader at 9 under par. And finally, in horse racing, there's another big weekend ahead for Dylan Brown McMonagall, who's back in Australia. The Donegal jockey will ride in the $2 million Inglis Millennium at Royal Randwick this coming Saturday morning. Dylan will be on board the highly fancied Kieran Maher-trained Odison. In a recent brief trip to Australia, Dylan took 6 wins down under over the Christmas and New Year period. And that is the sport for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow afternoon. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oshin Nuggasinish, and Nuktley Colm Ferriter.
Shewer Mahas a Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Priv Skelty. Tasha Fogarha, go well. Lair Shu Agriha Egan Mahal Nashun to Planala Changa, Jamart Shahugging. Last week at Chiach Lion, Con Arja Harinch, Erin Gier came, Tihiokta, Sigiltakt, Curry and Ray Kostja om Hihiokt, Realta Satchel, Ugas Eirakt, Tus, Lena Flay. Erna Lassihe, Erin Milia, Flannel, August Furbridge, Fihe, Fiat's a 3, Air and La Kerna, Sa Dial. Tatakiacht, Egan Lershu, O Honor Nigelige, on Dram Jarag, August O Entus, Na Maclean, in Erin. Tunnel Har Ard Esh, Honor Nigelige, Egerin Triu, August a Kuigul La, then August Fi, then V Shaw, Amala and Vlanshire, Amalia Haclea. Essay, Idro, and Teahan, Tema and Ardesh. The session to play Cardlana agus Giasporacti on Lelin and Jerry Shartan, yet come by the Sholu of Yul Shartan Nigeliga. The Gaholus Fuinardesh, Exceive Connor Nigeliga, Bongai E. Tá diontais don bhéid 366 míle euro san omlan cadaithe do trí grúpa in gealtar dhuna nál. Cadaíú suas le 4 milliún euro da eidus gael a thar tréf se trí bliana con codú leis an agriart cúrsi gaelige da ghiní fuasta a ráctal in gealtachtaí Glenn Colum Kille, Tari agus Glenn Inge. Tá diontais tócha do chóirle olú ar fiú 100 míle euro con chláir na gluhí gaelaithe a chur i bhaim i scoltaithe i ngéaltacht gúna nál, agus tá 10 míle cadaithe do chóistean na dismothairí Scoil Conall an Bhonn Bhig chun forbairt seo iompar amach ag suíomh na scoile. Agus bhí bua sa chréibh náisiúnta an comórtais scléip ag ceoltóir áitiúil ón ó Pharraigh an teartan seo thart, bhain sé an comórtais sinsir a ranníochta le féin seanlachan chomá leis an príomhdúis don scoth léirú na féile. Sin mo chud sé ili go léir slán agus bannacht.
Go mbeadh a colm. Over 5 million euro is being invested in Killybegs Fishery Harbour Centre. Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue has today announced a 29.7 million funding package for harbour centres across the country. The majority of the funding allocated to Killybegs will go towards the Smooth Point Pier extension, which is due for completion in the coming months. Other works include the Southern Quay extension, the delivery of a passenger embarkation pontoon, a service building and stores. Minister McConnellogue says the funding will support the future development of Killybegs Harbour.
We're announcing 29 million nationally today, and 5 million euro of that is going to go to Killybegs Smooth Point Pier extension. And indeed to finish it, I expect to see this project finished this year. During my time as minister, with this 5 million today, I would have invested a total of 32 million euro in this project in Killybegs. It's a really important project for taking Killybegs forward from a fisheries perspective, and also looking at other potential as well for Killybegs in terms of marine resources into the future. And it's also key as well in terms of the fantastic support services and engineering services and boat building services that are built up in the port of Killybegs as well, and which we want to see grow into the future.
And what will this mean for the fishermen in the area, for the locals there? How will this benefit them?
Well, it will deliver as extra pier berthing, and it will actually make Killybegs harbour bigger by providing more space for boats to tie up. It'll mean that larger boats are able to tie up, and it'll mean that more boats are able to tie up at the one time, providing more working space for the fishing community whenever they're landing their fish, and indeed whenever boats are tied up as well. Something that the fishing sector in Killybegs have been pushing for many years. It's good to see it develop each of the last number of years. It's an investment, I think, which will pay dividends in the years to come, and also allows Killybegs Harbour to grow. And I'm also now engaging with the Killybegs Harbour Users Group in relation to the future potential of Killybegs, and doing an assessment in relation to how we can look to expand the harbour further, and what steps and costings, etc., that would take in order to deliver future development too.
The OPW has agreed to extend the opening hours of Greenham of Alloch. There's been much frustration in the area over restricted access to the local amenity. The revised opening hours are expected to be confirmed in the coming days. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says going forward, improved communication with the local community is vital.
I have this morning been told that they are going to extend the opening hours in response to the concerns of the local community. We will find out the details of what exactly those opening hours are going to be. But it's very clear that there has been a failure in communication here. Greenan of Alia is a beloved site for the people of not just Donegal, but the North West in general. And it is part of our community, part of our heritage, our history. So there needs to be proper communication, proper engagement and proper management of the site.
And it is a major tourist attraction, and we know that it's been raised previously that tourists have turned up and haven't been able to access it and have left disappointed. So it's vital that the right processes now are put in place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Office of Public Works need to work in partnership with the local community and with Donegal County Council. There needs to be proper communication, and we need to build on the potential of the site. I mean, the site is so undervalued. It's been told to me by historians that Greenan of Alia is important in Irish history as the Hill of Tara. You wouldn't know that if you're up there. It's an amazing location in terms of the visual, but our history is important too. So there's a lot more work to be done, but I'm pleased that the OPW are starting to listen. They're going to have more opening hours, and we need to take it from there.
then. Looking to weather today, generally cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Highest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees in moderate to fresh easterly winds easing throughout the evening. To conclude this evening's news, detectives have made a specific appeal for information 1 week on from the murder of Blake Newland in Limavady. Planning has been received by Donegal County Council this afternoon to see renovations to a hotel in Gwydor. A forensic examination on a car in which a six-year-old boy was found dead in County Waterford has concluded, and a Midlands Northwest MEP has put forward 4 recommendations relating to the European Parliament's report on the defective concrete block crisis. That's all for now. Back again at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, February 9th. The death has occurred of Mary P. Rooney, resident at Aras O'Donnell, Milford, formerly Caruna Glenaid, County Leitrim, Queens, New York, USA, and Ross Nikhil Fanad. Mary's remains will arrive at St. Columbus Church, Massmount Fanad, at 4 p.m. on Sunday to repose overnight. Requiem Mass will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. with burial afterwards in Mullies Cemetery, Mullies, County Leitrim. Mary's funeral mass will be streamed live on the McAteer Funeral Director Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patient Comfort Fund at Aras O'Donnell, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Josie McCarron, Mearn, Fanad, Donegal. Josie's remains are reposing at his brother Charlie's house, Mearn. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columbus Church, Massmount, with burial afterward in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass will be streamed live on McAteer Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member or McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Isabel Teresa McDade, Knee Green, Moneygram, Lower Drumaweir, Greencastle. Isabel's remains are reposing at her home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. tonight. Funeral Mass for Isabel will take place tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, Moville, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Foyle Hospice, Coolmore Road, Derry, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.